Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Convicted Kiama MP Gareth Ward has quit the New South Wales Parliament just before it was due to vote on his expulsion. He had previously resisted calls to resign while he awaits sentencing for sexual assault offences. The motion to expel the 44-year-old was expected to have widespread bipartisan support. Both Premier Chris Minns and opposition leader Mark Speakman had previously said his presence in the lower house was no longer tenable. A compensation payout offered to Kathleen Folbig after she was wrongfully convicted of killing her children and jailed for decades has been savaged by her supporters. New South Wales Attorney General Michael Daly has confirmed the government will make an ex gratia payment to the now 58-year-old more than a year after a claim was submitted to the government. He says Ms. Folbig requested details of the payment not be publicly shared, but her solicitor Renee Rigo has confirmed she'd been offered $2 million. Greens MP Sue Higginson has described the offer as a slap in the face, while Ms. Rigo has told Channel 9 the amount is a moral affront.
The government thinking that 20 years of taking a woman's life away after the loss of her four children to return to a world that she has no job prospects, no superannuation, no life, that's worth $2 million, that's why we say it's really unfair.
A new report has found up to a third of schools in Queensland are in poor condition. The Department of Education's Comprehensive Review of Infrastructure Renewal report says there is a maintenance backlog which could cost an estimated $441 million to address. Education Minister Jean-Paul Langbrook has blamed the report's findings on the previous Labor government, saying it's evidence the party did not spend enough on schools during their term in office.
This is a report that Labor commissioned because they knew there were issues. These are issues we had last time we were in government when we had a significant maintenance backlog. And it's clear that they knew about the issue. And the report shows that they have underinvested in maintenance. And that's to the detriment of our teachers and our students.
New US tariffs for more than 90 countries around the world have come into effect. In a post on social media, US President Donald Trump has celebrated the commencement, which includes rates such as 50% for goods from Brazil, 39% from Switzerland, and 35% from Canada. He's also announced a new tariff of 100% on foreign computer chips that's likely to increase the cost of electronics and household appliances. He says there will be one big exemption.
We're going to be putting a very large tariff on chips and semiconductors. But the good news for companies like Apple is if you're building in the United States or have committed to build, without question committed to build in the United States, there will be no charge.
Britain's Minister for Homelessness has resigned from Prime Minister Keir Starmer's cabinet following a row over claims that she evicted tenants from a property she owns. The iPaper Daily reported that Rishanara Ali had given four tenants 4 months to leave her London home and then leased it again a few weeks later with the rent more than £700 higher. Ms. Ali has said in a letter to Starmer that she'd followed all legal requirements, but she says continuing in her role would have distracted from the work of the government. Conservative Party Chairman Kevin Hollenrake has told ITN the former minister's actions are hypocritical.
She's spoken out about exploited tenants, about providing more protections for tenants. You can't say those things, then do the opposite in practice as a landlord.
Triple murderer Aaron Patterson is due before court today in Melbourne, a month after being convicted of killing three of her estranged husband's family members. The 50-year-old is expected to appear via a video link from prison, where she is awaiting sentencing for serving a lunch laced with poisonous death cap mushrooms in July 2023. Dates for her pre-sentence hearing, known as a plea, are expected to be set today. The plea is an opportunity for victims and their loved ones to give statements about the impact of the crime on their lives. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.